Everybody, it's Dean. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Academy call for September. Wow, what a summer. I hope you guys had a great summer. I've been on a whirlwind adventure here. Went to London and into Canada and to Newfoundland and Portland and Seattle and California and Australia. And I'm back settled into Florida right now. It's nice to be home and be in my own bed and be, you know, in a familiar environment and back to work. It's nice to look at the, I like to look at things as like a school year and this kind of like a academic year. And I'm excited about all the cool things that we've got going on here for the fall and coming through. So we're looking forward to putting all the finishing touches now, getting our room reservation for the Internet Academy in February. We're going to do another two-day academy in February. There's one of two weekends, either one of the last two weekends in February, so we'll have a final date on that and a final location, but we're hoping to do it at Celebration, where we've done, some of you may remember, we did a couple of academies years ago at the Celebration Hotel, which is a great place, right next to Disney World, and you don't need a car. It's everything is right there within walking distance. So looking forward to that. I'll get you all the details as soon as we get them. Now, I'm very excited about some cool things that have been going on with our I've started a mastermind group in Toronto. I go up every quarter for Strategic Coach. So I've been meeting with a group of Toronto realtors and one non-Toronto realtor, Dave Kolakowski from Maryland. He comes up and joins us. And the neat thing now is we've been working together for a year now, and our goal was we had an initial meeting kind of in the fall of last year, and our goal was to see what could happen if we focused all the attention on applying the things that that we implemented here in Winter Haven and talked about at the Internet Academy when we recorded the 10 money-getting ideas for your real estate business. And so it's been really neat to get to see everything happening kind of on the front lines a little bit, you know, being checking in and seeing what's happening every quarter. And the coolest things that are happening are looking at, you know, I've got so much supporting evidence now of what happens when people run the Getting Listings program every month and do it continuously for a year. So we did a chart on the whiteboard at one of the meetings that showed what happens when you get to what I call escape velocity, where you reach a point where your oil well, your listing oil well, becomes self-sustaining, self-funding. And so with we were marking all the points on the graph. So if you can imagine, what we had was we had the months across the bottom, we had the dollar amounts on up the sidebar, and looking at what it costs to run the Getting Listings program in Tony's market in Toronto was, you know, marking those every month, spending $600 he bumped up from $400 to $600 by adding more homes into it. But at the time, we were looking at the cumulative amount that he had spent, because each month you're spending more money on sending postcards, generating more leads, generating more, a growing number of people who are getting your Get Top Dollar newsletters. And the when we got to, you know, doing all the numbers in June, which was, you know, he started in October, so 8 months in, the numbers worked out to be about $38,000 in commissions on about a $4,500 spend so far. And I've seen that graph work out that way again and again. And it was really kind of interesting to see some of the other guys in the group who were a month or a couple of months behind when Tony got his first transaction from getting listings. So it's kind of a cool arc to look at, and then knowing that in the second year that all of the people who had responded are even more likely in the second year to list or and to buy another home. So there's so much cool stuff that happens by setting up that kind of a thing that is set to perpetuate, you know, where you're doing it every kind of, you know, doing it every month, and the cumulative effect of getting all of those people. Now, one of the things that we've been doing to kind of improve the response from the people is using that list as the secret inventory. And it was really interesting. I was in Australia in August, and there's a company in Australia. I'm not sure whether they're Australia-wide or if they're just in Sydney, where I was. But they are they have silent listings. They're it's that same idea of you don't list your house with them. It's like their whole company premise is that it's database-driven real estate marketing. And so what they do is you come in and you talk to them, and they know all about your house, but they don't do the traditional things of putting it on the market, putting up a sign, doing all of those things. They market only to their pool of buyers. So they're generating buyer leads, and they're using this inventory as kind of their, you know, their kind of below market or off market inventory. And it's kind of cool because we've been seeing now doing these market maker emails is what we've been calling them, of whenever you have a buyer, whenever you have a somebody that you're showing homes, that every week you're looking at that list and seeing who can I let know about this. And so these market maker emails have been a big hit among our group just in terms of getting results. So it's kind of cool to see everything happening like that, and then to see an entire company like that company in Australia that's you know, doing basing their whole company on that. So I like that idea a lot, and I think that there's a lot of opportunity with the connecting that we have of all of the people who have come to your website and left their name and email. All those names and emails that you have are, you know, a great source. We've seen Jason Barbosa in the group and from Kingston outside of Toronto, and, you know, sending in his MarketWatch emails telling people about a specific listing that he's going out to see people about, and, you know, getting a getting showings and putting deals together by really kind of orchestrating that connection. And, you know, we see it now. I've talked about it. We've seen people doing it sporadically, and what we're really been focusing on now with this small group is looking and seeing what happens when you really, in an orchestrated way, put everything together so that it happens automatically. And a lot of times it's been funny because in between the quarterly meetings, we've been, you know, people come back and we'll ask about it, and it was amazing how fast that, you know, 12 weeks went, and some of the people hadn't gotten into the groove of it yet. And I think that the key to really using it as a strategy, this whole, triangulation strategy of matching your buyers or using the buyers that you have to get new listings, which Chuck Charlton's been doing brilliantly, or using the listings that you're going out to see are the listing leads that you've generated from your getting listings or your existing clients, going and putting all of those together and putting a system in place that it happens every week without you having to remember to do it. And so we talked about that the easiest way to make something new happen is to attach it to something that already is happening. So when you're going to look at homes with somebody, when you're going to work with a buyer, the thing that you have to do is you are choosing the homes that they're going to see, you're calling to make the appointments for those homes, and so that process is happening, and the easiest thing to do is to bolt on to that existing process, asking yourself, who do I already know? Who among my clients live in a neighborhood where I'm going to be showing those homes? Who has responded to my getting listings cards, who's in my database of somebody who's getting my Get Top Dollar newsletter, who could be thinking about selling their house? Or what particular even neighborhood are they in? You know, if you could use the listing next door type of approach, except with a buyer that you're going to be showing homes. So, you know, when you start thinking and putting that little trifecta together of thinking about, you know, your clients, thinking about the people who've responded, and thinking about, any recent sales in that area, and just kind of think about how can we use this one transaction, this one person that we're working with, to turn that into multiple transactions. So we're getting a lot of traction with that, and we're seeing it working out that by really focusing on the checklist sort of approach to making that kind of thing happen, it's really been a great thing. So I would encourage you that there's such big opportunity with the business that you're already doing to leverage it. And one of the things that we talked about at the Academy was this idea of looking at the strategic objectives that you have when you get a new listing in terms of, the core objective, of course, is just to get the property sold, which if you put it in MLS, put up a sign, that could happen. But there are four other opportunities that you have that you only have because you've got that listing. You've got the opportunity to find the buyer for that house yourself. You've got the opportunity to find a buyer who is going to buy another property. You've got the opportunity to get the next listing in that neighborhood after that one sells, because as soon as that one sells, you are the official area expert. You're the one who's had the most recent sale, and to get a referral from the sellers before the transaction's over. So none of those other four things are going to happen without an orchestrated attempt at it or thinking about what you're actually going to do. So I would encourage you, what we did was look back at your last 10 listings and just do the math and keep a running tally going that right now, if you put the last 10 listings that you had and you put 5 check boxes beside each of those 10, which would be got the listing sold, found the buyer, found a buyer that bought something else, got another listing because of this one, and got a referral, so that those 10, you've got the potential for 50 points would be a perfect score that you did perfect. And you could get more than 50 because you could find more than one buyer who buys another house, but 50 would be the ideal there. It would be a really eye-opening adventure for you to look and see what would be your score out of 50. And so when you look at that, I think that the winner in the group was at 16 out of 50. And everybody, when you do that math, when you look at it, it's kind of eye-opening for people. But now when we do the review on that, we'll do the numbers again in December, and we'll see what the score is, because we've been now looking at and breaking down each of the objectives and saying, well, what are we doing? What if we had to find the buyer ourselves, or what kinds of things could we do? And so there's been lots of great brainstorming, different strategies around doing things like the neighbor preview open house, which has been an incredible strategy. So, you know, we've got people going through that process right now. Of course, doing the just listed and just sold cards. And we've been working on some cool things with the info box flyers and starting to think, you know, what would you do if you're looking for the buyer? What strategy do you have in place for orchestrating a referral during the transaction? So it's all, you know, there's such a rich amount of business that can be done just by virtue of having a listing. So, you know, you start to think about that and start evaluating yourself. I would really encourage you to, you know, to do this. And one of the things that number one on the list of the 10 money-getting ideas is to know your numbers. So this is part of that process of knowing your numbers. And, you know, it's really interesting because those, the 10 ideas, the and if you don't have that, if you would, we have some in our office, we have the six CDs and the book, the Money Getting Ideas for Your Real Estate Business book that we can send you. It's $99. Just call Lillian at the office or email Elizabeth or Lillian, and we'll make sure that you get one. Because those, as I'm seeing now, those things being installed in a business are priceless. There's so much opportunity there. And we never run out of new things to, you know, new ways of looking at it, but even just applying the ones that we do have. I mean, we could do, we could spend so much time just breaking down each of the strategic objectives with different strategies. So I've got some cool stuff coming in October around the listing category here. So that's a very exciting opportunity, and I would encourage all of you to kind of do that math for yourself and see what would it be if you were you know, scoring yourself out of 50 on your last 10 listings, and see what we can do to improve that number for the next 10 listings. And I was sharing with the group that the, you know, the thing that really is amazing is taking the approach that Gamal Aziz takes, who was, I talked about him years ago. If you're sort of new, you may not remember me talking about this, but Gamal Aziz quickly is he was the head of the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. And there was a great article about him. And one of the things, the approach that Gamal took was he looked at all of the individual components of the hotel and he broke them down and he compared what they're doing right now, revenue-wise, and what they could be doing. What's the top potential? What would be the best that they could do? So, for instance, they had a restaurant, one of their flagship restaurant, was doing $4 million a year and very profitable. But they looked at it that he would stand outside of the MGM Grand, the largest hotel in the world, and he would see people getting in cabs to go out for dinner somewhere in the city in Las Vegas. They'd be going to Spago, or they'd be going to Nobu, or somewhere that, like a celebrity restaurant. And he knew that if they had a celebrity restaurant in their hotel, that they could do $8 million a year or more. And so the way that he looked at it was that he was losing $4 million by having their profitable $4 million restaurant there. And now think about that. Most times when you look at the components of a business, you're not looking at the things that are working and looking to, you're kind of looking for, well, what's the weakest thing and how can we shore that up? Or how can we improve everything by 20%? Or, you know, and would be happy with that to have incremental improvement on stuff. But what he does, looks at the component and says, how high is high? What could we be doing here? And we're losing that amount of money right now. So they went in, they ripped out the restaurant, put in Knob Hill, a high-end restaurant with a celebrity chef, and now that restaurant is doing over $10 million a year in revenue because he had the courage to rip out the profitable $4 million business. So it's that same kind of thing. If I look at you, and we look at the last 10 listings that you had, what would it be, what would your approach be, and how would your approach be different if you were actually counting the difference out of 50 on what you got? You know, because you think about the math of this. Let's just say that on average, there's a $5,000 listing side. One side of a commission is $5,000. I think that's pretty reasonable in most parts of the country. So you look at that if you got 10 listings and they all got sold, you'd get $50,000 as your result from that portfolio of 10 listings. Now, if you look at it, that how high is high is that you could get 50 points on that, right? If you found the buyer, found another buyer, got the next listing, got a referral. Now, that potential there is an extra $200,000, right? It would be 440 times 5, $200,000 that you are losing if you look at it like that. And that's pretty amazing. So everything that we do, we took that approach in looking at things and said, you know, let's take your top 100 or your top 150. And our benchmark for orchestrating referrals and generating repeat business with those people, our objective is 20%. And so you should be doing 30 transactions from that. And if you're not doing 30 transactions from those 150 people that you know, you are losing the difference. So that's one of the things that we basically spent the year, and this the whole thing was for the year of 2014. So I'll have the full report in January when we do the whole thing. But it's so encouraging what's happening so far. I mean, Tom Cook was sharing that their referral business and repeat business, their after unit portion, is up by $180,000 so far this year just by adding the world's most interesting postcard and doing some market maker emails. So that, when you start looking at your after unit, your during unit, and your before unit as how can we optimize these things, you're going to find just an amazing opportunity within whatever level of business you're at right now. There's certainly lots to be had, and they're very simple things that require just a little bit of effort to set up a system. It's been an interesting kind of study for me in that I'm seeing that when doing something new, a lot of times we have to remember something, or things require willpower or discipline to remember things, and we have such limited supply of that. And I'm such a word person, I started looking up the definitions of things, of discipline. And, you know, what I found was that there are two different versions of discipline. There's discipline, the verb, which is self-control, which is, you know, exercising discipline, which is the one that's the most difficult, the self-discipline part, to remember to do something. And then there's a discipline, which is a noun. And the discipline of a noun is can be, you know, summarized as a system or a routine or a way of doing things. So the discipline of every time I get a new listing or every time I am working with a new buyer, when I'm making the appointments, I fill in the portion of connecting with and looking at least the people who have responded to my getting listings postcards, or my clients who live in the area, or people who I know that live in the area. And making that the routine, the discipline, the system, makes it so that the verb discipline isn't required. And that's been a pretty big revelation for me on so many levels, in lots of different things. Anything that requires self-discipline or requires any kind of willpower is really best when you can replace it with a system, with a discipline that doesn't require discipline, the verb. So I hope you understood that. I haven't articulated that very much, but I think if you get it, that you'll really understand that there is a big difference. If you look at anything in your life that you're trying to accomplish, that you're trying to exercise willpower to do it or remember to do it, or it's happening sporadically, if you can set up a discipline, a system, a noun around it, that it'll make it happen more frequently, and then it'll go on autopilot. So that's kind of a cool thing. Now, I've got a couple of other things that I saw in my travels. I was in London, and in a great place outside of London called Cheltenham. And there's a old manor that was converted to a boutique hotel and spa. And so I got to stay out there. It's called Cowley Manor, Cowleymanor, Cowley Manor. If you look it up on Google, you'll see it's a perfect environment. It's really a great place. But what struck me was when we checked in, I had Stuart, one of my project managers with me. He's from London, so he was with me. We were going to spend a couple of days and do some brainstorming. And when we checked in about 1:45, 1:45, we checked in. And on the counter where you're checking in, or on the desk where you're checking in, where you sit down, there was a little card that had today's spa appointment times. So they had availability for the spa. They showed at 9 a.m. they had two appointments available, at 10 a.m., at 11. I saw that they had a 3 o'clock. And as I go in there, I said, oh, is that 3 o'clock available? And because I was going to get a massage, but I probably would have waited till the next day to get it, but I saw that they had this time available, and I asked at the front desk. She called over, and I booked that 3 o'clock massage because the specific time was available. Now, I'm always hyper vigilant. I'm hyper aware of when marketing is working on me because I'm always looking for it. So I see this happening, and I saw that the magic of it was the specific times being available. There was a 3 p.m. available. Now, you know, what we would, and the correlation that I made, the comparison, is that using our daily tours, using the daily tour of homes, we say to people, you know, we're running daily tours every day at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock. If you'd like to join us for a tour, just click here or let me know in your email, in your MarketWatch email. And what I have suggested and what I'd love to see you guys experiment with is use some specific times. Like, so on Thursday, I mean, Chuck has done this a couple of times and gotten really great response to it, is on a Thursday or on a Wednesday, today, maybe. Let's do it today. You could do this with your get response list. If you're showing, going to show homes this weekend, if you were saying, if you sent out an email that said the same thing, I've got, we're running daily tours of homes this weekend. If you're in town and you'd like to look at some homes, we have tour times available at, and say, you know, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Saturday, or 3 p.m. Saturday, or 12 o'clock on Sunday. If any of those times would work for you and you'd like to join us on the tour, just respond. Or, you know, that kind of specificity, I think, is what drew the response from me. Because I would have expected that they would have something from the spa and say, hey, while you're here, if you'd like to get a massage, we offer massages, we offer facials, we offer manicures and pedicures. To book an appointment, call extension, whatever. That would have been a great thing to have sitting on the counter. But the extra of having the times available, that's the magic of it. So I just noticed you got those extra squirts of dopamine that I recognized something was happening there to me, that I felt this sense of scarcity and opportunity that I could take that 3 o'clock. Because I remember looking at my watch 1:45 and thinking, this is great. I could get checked in, get myself, get a snack, get ready, and go down to the spa and have a massage. So it all worked out perfectly because that specific time was listed there. So I would encourage you to maybe test that out. Today would be a perfect day to do it. So I look forward to hearing your results. If you would email me and let me know what happened if you do that. So that's exciting. What else? GoGo Agent. I'm very excited about what's happening with GoGo Agent. We have been in meetings with Stuart and with Jeff and Todd the last couple of days here. This is the top priority now. We've just released the new, we redid the user interface. It's amazing. It's nice looking now, really nice on the inside, simple, modeled it after everything that Google is doing, just very simple, easy to find. Now, the next step, here's what's going on with GoGo Agent. The first things that are going to happen is that on October 1st, or very close to that, will be the all of the content that we already have, the Getting Listings program, the Finding Buyers, the World's Most Interesting Postcard, all of the things around the getting listings, finding buyers, getting referrals, will all be in one place in GoGo Agent. Now, then, and the blog will be in GoGo Agent. So that will all be very soon here. October 1st is what I've set for turning that on. Then we're the next phase of this, we've already started with a few people, is helping you export or transfer all the get response leads, all the people that you have in your get response account, getting them set up and over to GoGo Agent, so you can start using GoGo Agent to do your email broadcasts and send your market watches and do all of that. We're finding that the deliverability on get response is really getting a lot tougher now. So we've seen big jumps by the people that we've had transfer over there. Now, the next phase of this is to get the landing pages, the pages that you're using to that are sending things to get response, to get them sending to right into your GoGo Agent account. And so that will happen as we're going to start with a small group. So this, if you're on this call and you'd like to be on the first group of people that we start moving over, just send an email. Send an email to Elizabeth at Dean Jackson, Elizabeth with an S, E L I S A B E T H, Elizabeth at Dean Jackson, and we'll start the process of moving all of the existing leads in there, and then you'll be on the list to get the. We have to do them manually initially. The challenge that we're running into, of course, is retrofitting something. The money-making website Site Builder that we have creates all of the money-making websites. So your website is part of a bigger system that creates all of those pages. And of course, we create the multiple landing pages for you. So what we run into is that there are over 6,000 references to that are forms that are sending leads to get response. So in all the hundreds of sites, we can't change it universally all at once. So we have to migrate people through that process. So if you're ready and want to start that process, we can go from start that process now. Just send that email to Elizabeth and we can get the ball rolling. But now it's going to be great because everything will be in one place, all the getting listings, the finding buyers. You'll be able to do everything. We've already got the landing pages for both for finding buyers and for getting listings already set up in the landing page area with customizable landing pages that you can use for all kinds of different things, going for niche lead things, just like in the Finding Buyers program. So that's all there for us. This is our focus right now is getting everybody. You guys are going to be the first group that we're able to start the process and move everybody over. And we've already got a few people that we've migrated their GetResponse accounts over. So that's all very exciting. And then the blog, my finally all in one place, the GoGo Agent blog will be ready for October 1st. Very exciting. So that's what I have to share. Would love to hear what's been going on for you guys, what you're excited about, what you've been working on. If you press *6 on your phone, that will bring you into the queue. I mean, I'd be interested if you were thinking while we were talking on the call here about what happened with the last 10 listings that you had, what that would look like, what your score would be out of a possible 50. I'd love to see what your score would be and what you'd be working on to improve that score for the next 10. Okay, here we go. So *6 on your phone. That'll bring you into the queue here.
Hey, Dean, it's Michelle.
I saw that 303, and I thought that can only be one person.
It is. Michelle. Okay. So I've got about 3 or 4 questions and a comment. So yesterday I was looking at my numbers because that guy in Albuquerque called me, Jay, John, Joe, whatever his name is.
Joe Schumer.
Yeah. So I was looking at my numbers and it was really interesting. I don't know them in detail, but I will soon. My get listings is outperforming my buyer side living in Wash Park. I was getting a 5-1 return on my buyer side on the living in Wash Park, but I'm getting like a 20-1 on my get listings.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's what we were, at the 8-month mark, what's 38? Four, so 4,000 to 38. Four times. Nine times already. And with probably, he was saying probably 6 more before the end of the year. So, yeah, it would probably end up being 20. I think the lowest number that we've had after the whole year is about 10 times. So, yeah, very exciting, right?
Which, and so one of the things that's different is now I follow up immediately after sending the packages out, and I call them up. And so I found an old script that I've written that I've been playing around with it, and maybe you could put a really good script together for us.
Sure.
When we call them up would be one of my first things, and maybe post it up there on the daily dashboard. And I've been playing around, but like yesterday I happened to set an appointment, but it was sort of in a really backdoor way, and it wasn't good. But it is good because I have an appointment. Then the next question I have is the money, you know, the market maker email, where you send them an email and said, I'll be working with buyers. I've been trying to find some exact wording for that. So if you could send that to me or put it out there somewhere, that would be good.
Well,
we've asked
got
for
that.
This.
We haven't seen it anywhere.
Asked Elizabeth, I've asked Lillian, and nobody seems to know anything about it.
Okay.
So if you could put that on daily dashboard, that'd be good. And then my last question is, what's the difference between go-go agents and go-go clients?
Well, okay, that's a good question. Go-go clients is for, that's the, all of those tools for, you know, every, for small businesses, really. The landing pages, the toll-free voicemail, the text to join, the CRM, the postcards, all that stuff is for small businesses. And Go-Go Agent is all of those tools with all of my real estate programs already preloaded. So it's the real estate specific version of Go-Go Clients. It's all the same functionality. It's just a different, it's just got the added benefit of all the real estate content.
Okay, so now I'm confused, because when I came to Web Academy, I was on Go-Go Agent, and you guys moved me over to Go-Go Clients because
I
couldn't
get
all
the way.
I went from agents to clients. No, I'm a client.
Oh, I got you. So everything is you're in the Go-Go Agents category. So all the stuff that right now the Go-Go Clients is the main site. So everybody that's on it right now, you're right, it shows up as Go-Go Clients. But on October 1st, that's what we've been working on, is the members area with all of the content and all of that. That will now be the shift for Go-Go Agents. But all the functionality is exactly the same. You're not going to have to change anything or move anywhere. It'll happen automatically for you. Did you see the new user interface, by the way?
I noticed that my screen looked totally different yesterday, but I couldn't really, I was like, oh, lots of blue is gone, and it's all nice black and white, and I'm like,
it's relaxing, it's nice, but everything's in the same place, we just flattened the look of it, doesn't look like, software or whatever, we modeled it after everything Google is doing now, you know, just really intuitive user interface, so excited about that.
Right. So I'm really staying with Go-Go Clients, right?
Yes. It's all going to be the same, but you'll have access to Go-Go Agent, which is where all the content is.
Okay. So then why did you guys have me move from agents to clients?
Well, initially, I think we set up, that was just a domain name thing. It's all the same thing. There's nothing, the functionality is exactly the same. It's just you're in a category where we flip a switch and the landing pages that are associated with all the landing pages I've done for real estate, they show up in your thing right now. You've already got all the functionality of it. It's just the Go-Go Agent will be all the home. You love the landing page builder. It's really great, isn't it?
I really don't do any of it. Ashley does it all, but I'm telling you to train her in one place and say, okay, well, you don't have to go over here, and you don't have to go over there and go over here.
Right.
And only
That's
do it all one place has been marvelous.
That's the whole thing. Love it. That's good.
Yes. And so I'm excited about Web Academy. Tell us when it is soon, because last year I waited too long to book airfare and all those cheerleaders were coming
down there. I know, that's
the
whole thing. This is, as soon as I landed, this is the great thing, is Stuart is all right on top of me right now. We've narrowed it down to one of these last two weekends in February. We're just getting, it's going to be the only thing now we're waiting on is Richard's availability for which of the weekends will work for him. So there we go.
Okay, well, tell him soon so that I can book my airfare so I'm not competing with those cheerleaders.
Amen, exactly.
And thanks for putting it all together. I'm looking forward to knowing more about the blog business.
Yes, me too. I thought, you know, it was really interesting. I've been posting stuff. I've already been kind of, I have the blog area set up, so I'm already working on stuff on there. But one of the things that I saw this morning, I was over at realestateblogideas.com, which is that site that we built that compiles all the news articles. And I knew that Warren Buffett had started his, the Berkshire Hathaway had started their real estate brand. But something struck me. They've now, in 1 year, opened 1,000 offices of Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. Do you have that in your area?
Yeah, they bought out our Prudentials.
Okay, great. Now, here's what's interesting. What really struck me was this new language. They didn't call it real estate services. They've created a category called home ownership services, which I find that really interesting. I think there's something to that, and I think it's pointing to the future of what's going to be happening here. And so I am excited about exploring what's going on there and having a really great kind of analysis of the future of real estate in our academy meeting in February. And we're going to do 2 days again rather than just the 1 day. So
I am way excited.
Yeah, me too. So there you go. Well, thank you for sharing those numbers. That's awesome. I want to get together some of these graphs, like what we were doing. So I'm going to call you and go through those numbers with you so that I can put together, I'll do yours and Tony's and, some of the other people who've been doing it for a couple of years now to show just the graph of how it all happens.
Okay. Well, I will get my numbers even more firm and sort of broke out where I can see them really easy in the next couple days because I'm working on my next year's planning already.
Love it.
And so thanks for all the cool things you do for us. I appreciate it. It's driving my business great, and I'll look forward to seeing you in February and hopefully hearing you in October.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, guys, *6 on your phone if you want to join in here. I was thinking about this whole idea of what Warren Buffett is doing, and, I did find it very interesting, this idea of home ownership services, because I think that's going to mean something pretty significant in the future here. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Dean, it's Sean Corder in Myrtle Beach. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Sean. How are you?
I've been busy.
Ah, that's good.
That's a good thing. I just wanted to call and let you know, you probably got some new folks maybe on the call, but I got 3 closings this week, and most of them or 2 of them are over a year of folks that have been getting the update
that's awesome.
And the other one was probably close to a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is I've started doing kind of the daily, well, I've called it the home of the day kind of email.
Oh, nice.
And that seems to have gotten a pretty good, I've just been going through and because we get a lot of folks in our area that are relocating. So I've just kind of looked and said, to try and describe some different neighborhoods and so on and so forth and just pick randomly different style homes and neighborhoods to try and
nice.
introduce them into.
It's like the, so you're sending out an email about it, or are you doing a video about it, or just saying?
No, I'm just doing an email. I hadn't graduated to the video yet.
Yeah.
The email's pretty easy for me to at least get it done. I try and do it in the morning, but I get it done sometime in the day. But I do that typically Mondays. I don't do it on the Market Watch day, but I do it every other day. You know, just, and it's a very, very short email, not designed, no real salesy. I've tried a few different things, like putting a PS, and then I've been using the super signature that you've given us, and, you know, so on and so forth. But
that's the whole thing, is that the most important thing is that it's something that is a accompaniment to the super signature. I mean, that's really what it is that, so you have a reason to send the super signature out to people.
But yeah, and I've, I mean, it's done done very well. I've had, of course, we're a lot of a relocation state. I've had people that, you know, a lady last week that's in Michigan, and she called me, and she's got family members here, and I showed them a house. Didn't work out to be, you know, the right one, but it's just, you know, folks are online. All of our folks are online. You can't just invite them over to the office to have a meeting. So I think whatever I can do to stay in touch with them,
and they're coming from
more often.
All other states, right? I mean, that's
the other thing. That's
the
right.
Market that people move into. I saw. I was thinking about you a few weeks ago. I saw a TV show called Vacation House for Free. I don't know whether you've seen it, but I've only seen one episode of it. It was in Marco Island here in Florida. And the general idea was that people were looking for a house that they could fix up, and then they would rent it out during the season, and it would pay for itself, and they'd have the use of it the rest of the year. And so the bottom line was, it ended up that they bought a house for $280 or $290, put some money into it, had the end result was about $350, and then it ended up that the rental income from 12 weeks of rental would pay for the entire property. And so I thought about, for you in a vacation type of area, that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I may have to check that out. What was it called again?
It's called Vacation Home for Free.
I mean,
what a great, that would be a great ad, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That was in,
sure would.
Yeah. I was looking in a newspaper in Rancho Santa Fe in San Diego. I was there over Labor Day, and I saw an ad that was really pretty cool, because you never really see much direct response stuff. But this ad said, Starbucks, CVS, Chase will pay you 5 to 8% a year to own their property. And, you know, the whole idea was that it basically, it says national retailers like these will build and maintain their buildings, guarantee a minimum 10 to 25-year lease, and pay all operating costs, taxes, and insurance. You just cash their monthly checks and continue to own appreciating prime commercial property. Perfect replacement property for a tax-deferred exchange out of hard-to-manage real estate investments. This is single-tenant, net-leased investment real estate, and I specialize in selling this, available in all 50 states. So that, you know, that was kind of an interesting approach, right? I'm always looking for headlines. It's like with the, I don't know whether you've seen the reverse mortgage as we did with the, you know, can you spot the $162,000 difference in these identical lakefront homes? You could do that same kind of thing, I think, with the, you know, with people who are looking to retire there, like relocate and retire there, rather than just buy a vacation property. Lots of cool stuff, you know.
Yeah, and I'll tell you also on the listen side, of maybe 2 years ago this November, I sent out some postcards, and I wasn't in a position to keep on sending them out, but I did stay in touch I didn't send out the monthly report per se, but I did stay in touch with a printed newsletter that I was sending.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have one of those people call me this summer that listed their home with me.
That's
it's taken a couple of years for it to materialize, but that's going to, when
that
sales will be more
this
than.
This year, I'm really excited that this year I'll have the 3-year numbers for, a case study in Massachusetts. And so it's going to be really exciting to see what's happened there. But last fall when we did the 2-year numbers, we looked at the return on what I call the seed capital, the initial investment till he got his first listing and made a profit. He sent for 5 months or whatever before the first transaction came in, but made, a multiple of what he had already spent. And it was crazy what I think it was 120 times or something, the initial investment after 2 years. So that's kind of exciting,
Well, that's one of the things I've been struggling with. I've just been increasing my AdWords account,
mm-hmm.
Over the last year and a half, and spending more and more money there and generating leads because I know that's going to pan out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm I was just thinking about this week that, it's great to have the buyer leads coming in, but there's
mm-hmm.
also nothing like having a sign out in somebody's yard, here in town.
Well, you're
absolutely
right. That's the ultimate thing, is then you get the chance to be a market maker, when you're triangulating like that. That's the real thing.
I think what I'm going to do is cut my I'm going to separate the two and now pick back up with the listing cards
awesome.
To get that side built up.
Yeah,
even if
you start with 500 or 1,000 homes, that start with something that you can manage until you get the initial transaction. Well, now, I would take what you just did, the one transaction you did, I would allocate some of that money to start a group now, and start have your plan that ultimately these are the 10,000 or 15,000 homes that I want to do ultimately, but I'm going to start with these 1,000, and then when I do the first transaction and get that one self-sustaining, then I'm going to add these 2,000 homes. Look at how you expand out.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the big thing. You just got to be focused enough to make sure that you keep reinvesting the money to get where you want to be.
That's exactly right.
So, but it's been
going
great. Appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you in February.
Yeah, thanks, son.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, Dean, it's Connie in Minneapolis.
Connie in Minneapolis. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. We're having Florida weather up here. It's beautiful.
Oh, I hear that. Same in Toronto.
Yeah. Well, listen, I know your call time is just about done here, but I have just a quick question. I have been using the yellow ugly signs on my listings, and I have a hotline recorded message, and I get a fair amount of calls on that. Most of them do not leave a message. On occasion they do, but mostly they don't. And so my question is, what is a great way to connect back with these people? I call and I leave messages, and I call and I leave messages, and I've tried a variety of different things, but I'm looking for a script and maybe some help in how to connect up with these people.
Well, are you using the text to join function too? Are you using the where they can text their email address to get the information?
No.
Okay.
No.
So that's the thing that I'm most excited about with the sign environment, and that's the way I'm looking at it now. Right when I'm really focused on this idea of maximizing what happens with the getting as many points out of 50 as you can on your next 10 listings there, that one of the things that that requires doing is really maximizing the exterior experience, you know, when people drive by. And so one of the things that's now really easy for people to do is to text their inquiry, you know, so you can have the info box flyer and have people text their email address to your to a phone number. So it's not, you know, I've always found that the confusion and the reason that people haven't adopted really the texting stuff is because it's so convoluted. You know, like you have to text this short code to this number, and I still have trouble remembering or figuring out, well, what do I text it to? You know, what am I supposed to put in what field? But everybody knows how to send a text message to a phone number, and everybody knows their email address. So all they have to do is text their email address to the phone number, and you can automatically then send them a link to your 24-hour house tour about that property, you know? And now you can follow up with them by email, which is often easier than calling back people who don't leave a message. We're just finding now more and more that people don't, are preferring to communicate by email, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting better and better dialogues that way. So that's my focus. And we're seeing it now when given the choice that I'm running an ad in Success Magazine this month. So, going out. And we're finding that people, about 75% of the responses are going to the website, and 20% are texting their email address to get the book, and 5% are calling and listening to the free recorded message. Whereas before it would have been, 80-20 or 60-40 when we first started doing website stuff, 40% of the people would call and listen to a free recorded message going to the website. But you're seeing now the numbers of what people are actually doing. Texting is the thing.
So on my yellow sign, should I be putting, instead of calling for the the hotline number, have them text to a number?
I mean, that would be a great test, you know. Are you using an InfoBox flyer too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so are you using the InfoBox flyer that we have with the lead generators on the back?
Yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to start testing with that, the texting option as well. And we're seeing
The response that I get on my flyers, I think I don't usually get much, at least not that I'm tracking or can track from the back, but I get people will call the hotline, I get that tracked, or they'll go to the 24-hour, house prices report. I could just test and see.
Yeah, because now we're finding that, you know, it's just so much easier to engage with people by email and then lead it into a telephone conversation, you know?
Yeah, that would be great. So I'm gonna test that, and then I could do that on my flyer, my InfoBox flyer, in case somebody does call, which I do get a lot of calls, then I could also put the response on there. I could put that in my voice greeting.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All right. And I'm looking forward to February.
Me too.
Family Keller Williams family reunion is the 7th to the 11th, so
oh,
earlier in the month is better for me, but, you know, it can't all go by that.
Yeah, it's all, it's going to be the one of the last two weekends.
Mm-hmm. I'll make it work.
Okay, good. Me too.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Well, that is our call for today. Boy, that hour went fast there. Nice to be back. Good to connect with everybody. Look, lots of great things on the schedule. We're putting together the Academy call schedule for the rest of the quarter here, so very shortly we'll have all of the call dates for the rest of the year so you can plan ahead. And I will look forward to all the cool stuff that's unfolding as we go here. Thanks for calling in. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.